Welcome back. Chad Hasty Show, News Talk 790 KFYO. Thank you very much for tuning in as we continue our look at Texas 2014. In this hour, we will visit with Senator John Cornyn. We will visit with Jerry Patterson about his campaign for lieutenant governor. But right now, we get to speak once again with Eric Opiella, candidate for Ag Commissioner in the Republican primary. And Mr. Opiella, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Thank you, Chad. I am keeping warm this morning.
Well, that's good. Now, it's much warmer than it was yesterday, so I guess that we have that going for us. You know, this is one of those races. It's one of the down-the-ballot races that Texans as a whole, they kind of look at Ag Commissioner and they go, what does this mean to me and why should I care who wins? Answer that question for us.
Well, you're absolutely right. In fact, in the last Republican primary, we had nearly 33% of Texans leave the office of Ag Commissioner blank. Those that voted, it's about 376,000 out of the 1.4 million people that vote in Texas in our Republican primary just skipped over Ag Commissioner. So we have to evangelize a little bit about the importance of agriculture, which is our second largest industry in the state. I know your listeners know the importance of agriculture because it's a big part of the economy throughout your whole listening area. But the bulk of Texans live in our five urban counties right now. And so we're having to talk about water and draw that relationship with them, not just the importance of it to agriculture, but the importance to our growing urban population. Talk about some of the programs that the Office of the Texas Agriculture Commissioner administers, such as our school lunch and breakfast program, that we have to make sure that we reform to make those funds get into our local schools' hands and get more nutritious Texas-grown agricultural products in the hands of our children. And talk about important issues that impact all of us, like immigration, our failed border policy that is endangering our people in not only South Texas, where I'm from, but also out throughout West Texas as well.
Visiting with Eric Opiella. Eric, as people head to the polls, what do they, and there are a lot of folks vying for this office. How do you distinguish yourself from the rest of the candidates?
Well, the important thing, Chad, is that we have a Texas Agriculture Commissioner who is a leader on making sure that our water situation in the state is taken care of. I'm the only candidate running for Ag Commissioner that has over a decade's worth of experience protecting the private property rights of landowners, both water rights and defending landowners and Endangered Species Act, Clean Water Act cases, and dealing with those critical water issues that are facing agriculture on my own ranch, where we've had two wells go dry over the last 2 years. It is so important that we have an Ag Commissioner who is prepared to lead on this issue, and I'm the only candidate that has that depth and breadth of experience dealing with our water issues, making sure that our private property right in our unwithdrawn groundwater is protected.
On your website, and this was a story yesterday that appeared statewide, I believe, in the Texas Tribune. It was about reforming the school lunch program. There are many candidates who are weighing in on this. What do you want to do to reform the school lunch program, and why is that something that is of a concern?
Well, we spent about $1.9 billion feeding our school children and dealing with adult daycare and child daycare feeding through this program. We spend an additional $500 million on just administrative overhead for this program at the Department of Agriculture. Those are funds that I think are better put in the hands of our local school districts, making sure that kids have better Texas-grown agricultural products to eat in the public schools, and spend less money on overhead. The whole conservative principle of local control, I think, has to be at the center of this, as well as parental responsibility for the health and nutrition of their children rather than government. We've had some changes that have been made to the program by the Obama administration that have, according to a Government Accountability Office report, resulted in half of the food that's being served in our school cafeterias being wasted, being thrown away by the kids. That's something we have to have an Ag Commissioner who has the executive experience, the experience in trying to deal with some of these issues on the federal level that I have, to work as your Ag Commissioner administering this program so we have better nutrition for our kids and spend less on administrative overhead.
Visiting with Eric Opiella, you can check out his website, Eric Opiella. .com. Obviously, and you brought up water. Water is a huge issue in this state. Out here in West Texas, we're feeling it just like other parts of the state of Texas. In your mind, where do you see the water issues going in the next few years?
Well, we can't let this become a debate between urban and rural because we lose that battle on the part of Texas agriculture. You know, we have more representatives in the Texas legislature from Harris County than we do from the 210 rural counties combined. We have to bring everyone together under the concept of protecting our constitutional rights. Something all of us as conservatives, both urban and rural legislators, can get behind is making sure that we protect our private property right in our unwithdrawn groundwater in this state. We're the only state in the nation that still recognizes absolute ownership of groundwater, and we have to do more to make sure that water is there when the landowner, whether it be a farmer or rancher or even an industrial user, wants to withdraw it. We have a patchwork quilt system of groundwater management in the state that we have to reform, and at the same time make sure we maintain that local control that is so key to protecting the private property rights of rural Texans against drainage.
Visiting with Eric Opiella. Eric, before we let you go, people out there, they're still deciding. They're about to go to the polls. Tell folks, I guess, one final pitch on why they should vote for you.
Well, Chad, the voters have a choice to make. Are they going to elect the Texas Agriculture Commissioner who's just going to hold the office, or somebody who can get the job done for rural Texas and private landowners on water, make sure to fight back against the federal government's takeover of our rivers and streams, and use the experience that I have defending landowner rights for over a decade and putting our conservative principles into action as a grassroots Republican leader. That's why we have the endorsement over 300 of our grassroots conservative leaders, leaders in agriculture, and conservative groups as well, to serve as your next Texas Agriculture Commissioner. I encourage people to go to my website, ericopiella.com. It's hard pronounced, hard to spell, Polish name for the oldest Polish settlement in North America, Panta Maria, Texas, down in south central Texas. It's ericopiella.com, ericopiella.com. And thank you so much, Chad, for having us on the show. And I hear turnout is a little light in Lubbock today. I was just on the phone with Carl Tepper, who's your county chair, and he said it's a little light there. Please go out and vote. Bring two or three of your neighbors with you today in the Republican primary for Texas Agriculture Commissioner.
Eric, thank you very much. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.